For Theatre Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, two big musicals depicting very important turbulent times in American history, and they're on at the same time.
Kind of a little overlap. We had Ragtime up at Musical Fair, to be followed quickly by a week of Miss Saigon, national tour at Shays.
Miss Saigon, inspired by a photograph of a young Vietnamese woman giving away her son to a future in America, a selfless act that inspired the same composers for Les Mis to go to Puccini's Madama Butterfly and create this really tear-jerking musical I'm looking forward to.
All that swelling music and overpowering emotion, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like it.
Yeah. The first time I saw it, I thought that, you know, this is very Rodgers and Hammerstein-y. Dramatic moments in lives set against dramatic moments in history. Huge things happening to small people. And that was the stock and trade of Rodgers and Hammerstein. And it also works very effectively in Miss Saigon.
It is very emotional, but they've got this wonderful character that is just slightly part of Puccini's opera, this sort of go-between named Goro. But they've turned him into this really sleazy hustler with some great songs called The Engineer. I'm really looking forward to him. I loved the Master of the House in Les Mis, and sort of the same kind of disreputable character.
But in Miss Saigon, it takes on an expressionistic quality as the number of the American Dream just explodes into nightmare of the American Dream, with him eventually thrusting himself against the roof of a car. It's quite a spectacle and drives that point home.
Well, that brings us to Ragtime over at Musical Fair. And it's a little upsetting that this musical set in the 1920s is dealing with the same issues we're dealing with in almost the 2020s.
Well, what I found startling along those lines is even since it was written, you know, since it opened in Toronto a couple of decades ago, since then, Black Lives Matter, since then, the issue of immigration is huge, and they seem to land even more powerfully now than when the musical was originally written. Splendid moments and some particularly good choreography by Michael Wallin.
That was good, right down to choreographing the scene changes, which I appreciated because sometimes in Buffalo theaters, these scene changes can drag on a little long.
Well, you see the play drop dead while you wait for them to
right.
try to figure out where the scenery goes. Yeah, not good.
Yeah, stage managers might take a tip from Mr. Wallin.
Yes, they were nicely done.
But talk about many scenes. There are a series of vignettes in Almost Maine, which is still up for two more performances this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Depending on how you count them, 8, 9, 10, 11 different little scenes. Very sweet, I thought.
It is sweet, also sometimes melancholy, but also sometimes surreal. It was not what I expected it to be. I'd never seen it before. And just building on my awareness that it is currently the most popular high school show in the country, I mean, it might sound like, you know, something special from Hallmark. And it's not what it is, really at all. Some of them are really kind of kooky. And taking literal things like falling in love and having baggage and returning my love and taken literally in a way that illuminates them differently. There's a scene where a woman comes back to give the answer to the man who proposed to her 20 years ago, and she left and never contacted him. And so she comes back 20 years later, really expecting everything to be just where she left it.
But that is so human. Don't we all do that?
That is so human.
By John Cariani. And you have a little story about John.
Well, I didn't know this. This is Elizabeth Cushman Brangis, who emailed me to say Christian Brangis, the actor,
right,
who's currently in Killing of a Chinese Bookie.
Over at Torn Space.
Over at Torn Space, which I'll see and then we can talk about.
Right. But, next week.
It's a stage adaptation of the John Cassavetes film from the 70s. He apparently was John Cariani's roommate, author of Almost Maine. They worked at Stage West in Springfield, Massachusetts. And then when they went to New York, and Cariani, who's an actor, he's in the band's Visit. He was Muttle Camsoil in Fiddler on the Roof. He was in Something Rotten. He's working on these little vignettes, which were to become Almost Maine. And Christian Brangis performed in them while they were workshopping them. So some of these, he was the first person to ever read the words.
Wow.
Which kind of, I know. Kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, one could do worse than ask Christian Brangis to help you develop
you could
your
do a
play.
Lot worse. And I'm sure that I will see echoes of Almost Maine in his performance when I go see him as the master of ceremonies in Killing of a Chinese Bookie. So I'm looking forward to that.
Or perhaps not.
Perhaps something a little different?
I think so.
I'll report back.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.